A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Coming to his hometown, Jesus taught the people in their synagogue in such a way that they were astonished and said, "Where did the man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? This is the carpenter's son, surely. Is not his mother the woman called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Jude? His sisters too, are they not all here with us? So where did the man get it all?" And they would not accept him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is only despised in his own country and in his own house." And he did not work many miracles there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. We do get astonished when the extraordinary arises in the midst of the familiar. Imagine then what life was like for Felix, father of St. Dominic. He had to live with an astonishing household, which not only contained the saint, also two blesseds, his son Manners and his wife Jane. And frankly, St. Dominic's older brother, Antonius, should also be a saint for continuing Dominic's charitable work. A truly astonishing household. Today we celebrate as Dominicans Blessed Jane of Aza, St. Dominic's mother. A woman familiar with the whispers of the inhabitants of the town of Osma, where the Guzman family lived. The severe weather of the place, described as 3 months of winter and 9 months of hell, must have made her lot even more onerous. You see, after the birth of their eldest, Antonius, Felix and Jane were unable to conceive again for some reason. A woman of some means, not having more children in the period of the late 12th century, would have been fair game for speculation, if not outright hostility. In that experience, she also had a deep faith in the Lord, who had suffered similarly from being too well known and not known at all by those who saw him grow up. That faith led her, like so many women before her in that region of ancient Spain, to the tomb of the great Saint Dominic of the Abbey of Silos. He had died some 100 years before Jane of Aza pleaded for his intercession. That Saint Dominic was revered for his heavenly aid to women who struggled with fertility problems. So much was he revered as saint of childbearing that his staff would for centuries be brought to the queens of Spain during their labor, a practice which only ended in 1931. Dominic de Silos himself had suffered rejection from those who knew him well. Having had a dispute with the king over property in his home monastery, he was exiled and, with two companions, chose an unpromising and unwanted location for a new monastery, one which grew into a great center of prayer and miracles, both during the abbot saint's life and after his death. It was at that unpromising spot, now a great monastery, that Jane of Aza pleaded for the intercession of the saint of Silos. The night of her pilgrimage, she had the dream of the dog running over the world, bearing a burning torch in his mouth. Multiple layers of rejection and trauma led up to the birth of Saint Dominic Guzman, our founder. He learned very quickly that the rejected can become the healers and sources of hope for the future, a vision which carried him in his encounter with heretics and the princes of the church. With the heretics, he recognized their thirst and gave them the living water of the gospel. with the princes of the church, he reminded them of the Christ who chose simplicity and lived from compassion. The isolation and judgment which Jane of Aza must have endured in her struggles as woman cursed with infertility did not turn her to bitterness, rather to prayer and trust. Through that despond of rejection, she made her way out of the village of Osma, not leaving in pain, rather taking the pilgrim's road to a holy place, which granted her the continued vitality of motherhood, compassion, acts of mercy and humor, which shaped her son, our founder. And as for Felix, happy by name and by nature, the astonishment of living in a blessed family also had practical consequences. For the miracle of an ever full wine barrel, drained in an act of charity, must have contributed to him being happy by name and nature. Amen.